presenting Gertrude Stein's famous G.I. characters, Brucie and Willie. The Columbia Workshop, radio's foremost laboratory of writing and production techniques, today presents one of the last published works of the famous American writer Gertrude Stein, who lived in France throughout the German occupation and then came to know and esteem the young soldiers of her native land, the slangy, restless, skeptical American G.I.
G.I.s and G.I.s and G.I.s, and they made me come all over patriotic. I was always patriotic. I was always, in my way, a Civil War veteran. But in between, there were other things, but now there are no other things.
That was the way Gertrude Stein used words, in a literary style all her own, with a rhythm of words sometimes used as much for their sound as their meaning, with a good deal of calculated word repetition for effect. In Brucie and Willie, you hear G.I.s in France talking as the sound to Gertrude Stein. Brucie, in particular, is a very gabby young fellow with opinions on nearly all subjects. Willie is his best pal and his best listener. The Columbia Workshop adaptation of Brucie and Willie is by Gene Clough and is based upon the Random House edition. And now the rambling dialogues of Brucie and Willie, directed by Richard Sandville, with a special musical score by Robert W. Stringer.
You know, Willie, I think we're all funny, pretty funny about this fraternization.
Yeah, but...
Just listen. They didn't have to make any anti-fraternization ruling for the German army in France, because although the Germans did their best to fraternize, darn few French women would look at them. I kind of wonder, would our women be like French or be like German if the horrible happened and our country was conquered and occupied?
Well, I wouldn't want any American woman to be like a French woman.
No, you'd want them to be like the Germans, pal around with conquerors.
Oh, get out of here, Brucie. No American would have anything to do with any foreigner.
But you admire the Germans who do, Willie. Which do you want American women to be like?
I know what I don't want them to be like. I don't want them to be like any foreigner.
But all the fathers and mothers of all Americans were foreigners.
Oh, shut up, Brucie. What's that to you? I'll date any German fraulein who'll date me, and they all will.
Sure they will. But all the same, if our country was defeated and occupied, how about it?
Well, our country isn't going to be defeated and occupied. That's all there is to that.
Yes, but you never can tell in a war.
And that's the reason there ain't going to be any more war. Not if I can help it.
But if you can't help it, Willie.
I'll see to it that I do help it. There ain't going to be any more war.
But that's what they said last time, and here we are.
Well, did I say we weren't here? We're here all right. You betcha we're here. And I'm going to fraternize with any German girl who fraternize with me, and they all will.
But Willie, listen.
Ain't I listening? Ain't I always listening? You're always talking, and I'm always listening.
I want to know why you fellas feel the way you do. Tell me, Joe, you tell me.
Go away, Brucie. Don't you know we're disillusioned?
Yeah. Sure, Joe, that's it, disillusioned.
Hey, fellas, I got to go to the river and wait for a girl.
Where is she, Joe?
She's gone home to eat, but I said I'd sit on the riverbank and wait, and I'm gonna. Want to come along?
There ain't two?
No, there ain't but one. Want to come along?
Let's all three go.
That's all right with me. Come on.
The three G.I.s went to the river, and it was dark, but it did not rain.
It's a long war, but it will end, and then we'll go home.
Where's home?
What's your name?
Paul is my name, and if it ain't Paul, it's Donald. What do you want with my name?
I want to know how old you are and where you come from.
Nuts to that. Let's talk about beds.
What kind of beds?
Any kind. The kind you sleep in, the kind you make for yourself, and the kind others make for you. When you wish you were dead, you always wish for a bed. And when they put you in prison, they make you make your own bed. I was just reading about it this evening.
Yes, if there is a bed.
Yeah, you're right, if there is a bed. There are...
Yeah, there are.
Oh, what?
8 million unemployed in the next year.
And as they spoke, the American soldiers fell asleep by the riverbank. But later, Willie wasn't asleep, and he said...
Brucie?
I'm here.
What you doing?
I'm thinking about religion.
What religion?
Well, Willie, somebody said to me, why don't the GIs have the Bible around like the doughboys did? Why ain't there ever a Bible in a plane?
Why should there be? There ain't nothing the matter with the plane.
Of course, there could be.
Yeah, but if there could, it would be the ground crew's fault. And if there is any flak, you're taught how to dive in so it don't hit you. And if you don't do it right, it does. What's the matter with you, Brucey? Don't you know all that?
Oh, yes, I know all that. They do say, though, that the doughboys in the last war always had Bibles around. That's what they say.
The sun was shining and they were all worried. There was nothing to worry about. The sun was shining and they were all worried. Then along came two girls.
Look, Red Cross nurses.
Willie, you remember what I was talking about? I was talking about a lot of things. About are we isolationists or are we isolated?
Listen, he sounds interesting.
Tell me, don't you think it's awful that the French have no leaders?
Haven't they?
We weren't talking to you. We were talking to him. He sounds interesting.
You're right, fair sister. He not only sounds it, he is.
But how can the French expect to come back if they have no leaders?
Why? How?
How? I don't know.
Yes, but he does. You tell us.
Yes, I'll tell you. A leader either doesn't lead you, or if he does, he leads you where you don't want to go. Isn't it so, sisters? Isn't it? Where do you want to go? Where do the French want to go? They don't want to go anywhere. They want enough to eat, a place to sleep, and fuel to keep them warm. That's what they want. Leaders never give you that. Leaders just better stay home for a while and lead everybody that way.
Yeah, let's go home.
I want to go home.
We want to go home.
Everybody wants to go home. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
You know, I watch all those men, all that army, going around excursioning in auto buses, so fat, so well-dressed, so taken care of. And I say to myself, they want to go home. And I say to myself, where is home? Where you get a bellyful, that's home. Where you got no cares, that's home.
Ah, get out, Donald Paul. Home is home. Home is where you come from. That's fine. That's home.
You ain't got any imagination, Willie.
Nuts to imagination. I want to go home.
You will.
All too soon.
Shut up. If anybody's going to talk, it's Brucey. Brucey, you talk.
Not today, Willie. Not today. I kind of don't understand anything today. I ain't no leader today. I'm kind of scared of being a leader today.
Ah, you're no leader, Brucey. You just talk.
What do leaders do?
They talk, too. But they talk different.
Tell me, do you all talk like this every day?
Not every day.
Mostly every day.
I think we will come again.
The war is over and they have lots of time on their hands. So they talk, so they talk, so they talk.
Work. You know, I think American men work funny. They write to me from home. They've worked so hard, they never want to work that hard again.
Perhaps they won't have the chance.
What do you mean, Donald Paul?
Well, how about it? Any work to go back to, Joe?
Just as much as you.
Not so. I'm the only one of the whole bunch of you that don't have to look for work.
Why, are you so rich?
Too rich to work.
Well, anyway, I often think we soldiers complain, and we complain about what the officers have, but we don't complain how we have everything civilians don't have.
What do you mean, Brucey?
Well, don't we have food and clothes and shoes all the time? They take us everywhere and eats and free everything and no worries. I could almost cry when I think we all got to go back and be civilians and scratch and worry and then those bills. Pay everything on the installment plan and coming in. I could just bust out crying.
Well, we gotta cry. Let's go find some beer to cry into. Come along.
It was late afternoon, and the streets were narrow, and three Negro soldiers came along, and there was a very little girl and her mother. One of the Negroes fell on his knee like a cavalier before the little girl and took her hand. The mother went on and then stood slightly shy, looking at her little girl. And the little girl, a little shy, shook the hand of the kneeling soldier. He said a word in French. She answered him. She was a very little girl, only 5 years old. The other two had gone on. He rose from his knee and he went on. The little girl went along with her mother.
It's funny the way a colored guy always finds some little colored children to talk to.
The
You hear what Donald Paul said? He said he wanted the government to take over everything.
And I hope you answered him back that the first thing they ought to take over is this blasted army. If they manage other things the way they manage this, then they better had keep their hands off. That's all I gotta say. Keep their hands off.
You couldn't be righter.
Ain't the government back of this army? Ain't this the most wasteful, bad-managed piece of machinery? Ain't we all no good?
Still right.
I tell you, boys, there ain't any answer. And anybody says there is, you, Bruzy, and that lousy Donald Paul, there ain't gonna be any answer. There never has been an answer. That's the answer. There ain't gonna be any answer.
I don't see why everybody's so scared. Nothing to be scared about. My brother lived through a depression. He always had a job. What you scared about?
Bruzy, tell him.
You always listen to Bruzy.
Sure, I listen to Bruzy. You know what he says is true, and you just don't have to listen, and that's just fine.
Hey, tell me something. Anybody tell me something. If it's true, and it is, and now we've got less iron ore left than Canada, why are we going home to jobs to use up what iron ore we do have, making gadgets? Tell me why we want to rush home to work at a job so our children won't have no iron ore and be just like those European people.
That is what you call a high standard of living.
How many more installment plans does that mean? Ain't there any other kind of work to do than make those gadgets? Ain't there?
Not that any he American wants to do. We want to work making gadgets, and that's what we'll do. We'll stand in line till we get a job making gadgets. And somebody else will stand in line till he gets a job to sell them on the installment plan. And then we'll all be dead, and why worry?
I do worry, though, Willie. You see, industrialism, well, England began it. They made machines, and they turned out, well, not like we do, but a whale of a lot of goods. But they had all their colonies to dump them on, and their possessions. You know about how the sun never sets on them?
Never shines in them, that's all I know.
Well, we horned in after our Civil War. We went industrial, and we had more everything than they had, and we got richer and they got poorer. And their markets, that is, the people in their empire, slowed down in buying. And they used up their raw material, and then they tried to get new places to sell to, like Egypt and Africa.
Foreigners.
You just wait. And there we were, getting richer and richer, and why? Because we had our outside market right at home. We had immigration. Thousands and millions coming in every year into our country.
Foreigners?
But as soon as they made some money...
Then they were Americans.
And the more they came, the more they made. Well, then you know what happened. After the last war, we cut off immigration. We hoped to sell enough to foreign countries, but foreign countries didn't want to buy. And we had the Depression.
We sure did have the Depression.
And then we had to fight. And yes, we won, but we used up an awful lot of raw material. And now we got to go home and make stuff to use up some more and have gadgets that nobody but our little population wants to buy.
Oh, dear, it does just sound too awful.
The Red Cross sisters again. Ain't we popular?
My father used to say it would happen. He was an Englishman. He said it would happen.
Why bring him into it?
Well, he did say it. He said when they cut off immigration, little girl, you'll see right here in this big, rich, prosperous country, you'll see a real depression. Not just busted booms, but a big depression.
But, Bruzy, what do you mean? What can any of us do but go home, get a job if we can, make the gadgets you say nobody has money to buy, and buy them ourselves on the installment plan, and borrow money from the finance company to sort of worry along? What can we do? You want us to starve?
That's just what the English are saying.
Sister, will you forget the English?
How can I when we're doing just like them? Listen, I heard some men talking.
Frenchmen this time?
No, they weren't French. And they said, why do Americans make such a fuss and everyone should be grateful to them? Don't they know they didn't come over to Europe to fight till they were attacked at Pearl Harbor? And then they came over to protect the rear of their country.
It's a fact.
And then, well, they crossed the channel all right, but they were fighting a pretty broken German army, had all its best troops killed in Russia. And they thought France was fine when they had the French resistance to help them. But when they got to Germany with no guerrillas to help, it didn't go so well. Then the Germans almost broke through with a used-up army.
Janet, did you sit there and listen to those men say things like that about your country?
It was their country, too. They were Americans.
You mean to say you sat there and listened to Americans talk like that about America? About the American army?
I didn't sit, Pauline. I stood.
It isn't true, Janet. It isn't. Nothing's true that makes the American army sound like that. I'm going home. You'll find out how wrong you are.
Don't worry, sister. I met two soldiers just yesterday who never have and never can worry. And why can't they? Why don't they? Well, because they're too young. They're so young, they just smile. Don't you worry, sister. There are lots of them too young to worry. They just smile.
They're the army of occupation, Willie and Bruzy and Joe and Donald Paul and the others. When they was fighting, they weren't lonely because there was always danger with them. Now they're lonesome and bored and they keep talking, always talking, American talk, wondering, hard-boiled, tired talk.
Well, Bruzy, now I've talked. You talk and tell us how to save ourselves from death and measles.
Death ain't so bad, but measles. Any of you ever had measles?
You shut up tight, Joe. Everybody's had measles. Let Bruzy begin.
Well, I'm going to begin because I have a lot to say. Let's begin with the Civil War. Well, it was a mistake.
I come from Georgia. Mistake is the word.
The South should never have fought. She should have let her slaves be bought off. Slavery's wrong, whatever you say.
Sure, nobody in the South talks about that anymore.
Well, how about states' rights? That's what they fought for.
That's just it, Donald. Paulie didn't. If they wanted states' rights, the way to have done was to let their slaves be compensated for. Then they would have been so strong politically, they would have beaten out on states' rights. I tell you, the Civil War was a mistake, and we're all suffering for it.
How come? How are you suffering?
Because the South, it would have acted like a break on the North.
Kind of a dead weight, you mean?
No, not necessarily dead. A counterweight to keep us from going ahead so fast.
All right, we were fighting so people wouldn't have to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Now listen.
You listen to me. I got something real to say.
Okay, Donald Paul.
The trouble with us all Americans, we think we're up to date, but we're old-fashioned. Well, we think about war, what we think about Germans. We think about them just like the last lot did 25 years ago.
No,
yes, we do. We like them, the Heinies, because they have electric lights and fixings. If there's anything old-fashioned, it's just that. We think war is wine, women, and song, and heroes. We're just old-fashioned. As old-fashioned as a pin-up girl.
What's the matter with a pin-up girl?
Nothing's the matter with a pin-up girl if you just know it's old-fashioned.
It was coming on winter. It always is coming on winter when summer is over, and it was coming on winter. And it comes on dark when it comes on winter.
Okay, Bruzy, you can talk. You can afford to talk. Fellas like you don't need a job. You live, just live. Everybody's got to see to it you live. But fellas like us, well, we got to have jobs. Talk all you like, but when we get home and don't wear this brown, we got to have a job, job, job.
Well, some have to have jobs. Some got to be employed and be employees, but not so many, Willie. That's what I want to say. Industrialism makes employees stop thinking, stop feeling, makes them all feel alike.
You make industrialism sound like chewing gum. You chew and you chew, but it don't feed you. It's got a kind of taste, but that's all there is to it. Have I got it right, kind of?
The thing to do is to use our common sense.
Here come the sisters. You might just as well wait till they get here.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Before you talk anymore, I want to know if there's going to be an answer. Because if there isn't, I think I'll go back.
Is there going to be any answer, Bruzy? The sister wants to know. She's very polite, but she certainly wants to know.
If you're right, and it does kind of seem so, Bruzy, the more we work, the poorer our country gets, and the more depressions we have. What's the answer, Bruzy? You got an answer? Give it to us.
You mind if I begin again from the beginning?
We can't help ourselves if we do mind. And we do.
Be quiet, sister. You make him kind of nervous. Let him talk. Let him tell us how to be useful but poor.
No, how to be hopeful though poor.
Oh, that's something.
But if we hadn't been industrial the way we were, how would we have won this war?
Did we win?
Yes, we did win this war.
Well, then, with that behind us, we can settle down to be poor but honest.
Not so much on the honest. Ever hear of stealing?
Stealing what?
Go anywhere in the occupied country, and what does everybody do? They steal.
Sure they do, and then they gamble it away, and they go home poor but honest.
Poor it is, I know.
Listen, Willie, you kind of think I go over it all too much. You're like anybody with a story. You want the middle to go faster. But that's it, Willie, that's it. It's going too fast. You've got to slow it down. Sure, you want the end, but there isn't any end. You've got to go slower. This is what has to happen. When you get back, you have to pioneer, and pioneering is slow work.
Pioneer what?
Just pioneer.
I want to try and get a job over here.
You want to stay in this lousy Europe?
Yes, in a way. You see, my mind's confused, so I want to stay and try and...
I suppose you've been listening to Bruzy.
No, I haven't. Who's Bruzy?
That's Bruzy. Well, how did you get your mind so confused if you didn't listen to Bruzy? Who are you, anyway?
I'm Henry.
Hey, Bruzy! New recruit for you to confuse more. Name's Henry.
Don't you see... We're just a lot of employees obeying a boss with no mind of our own. And if it goes on, where's America?
He's right.
Listen, I don't want to see us get more employee-minded. Employed by the big factory owners. Employed by the strikers. Employed by the government. Employed by the labor unions.
Well, who do you want should employ you? Who do you want should give you a job?
I don't want a job. I want a pioneer.
Ah, you make me tired. You sound like Bruzy. Bruzy, explain to this guy what pioneering is.
I don't know yet. I'm thinking.
Well, I think...
You let Bruzy do the thinking. That's the way we are in this outfit.
That just shows how employee you are, Willie.
Ah, get out of here.
Some of the real pioneering Americans these days were done by Negroes. They find new places, new home, new lives. And they more and more own something.
Whatever was it we were talking about?
What do you think? Women and chickens and yellow butterflies and potatoes. Of course, I'm not talking. I only listen, and it never listens good.
But I want to know.
You'll know. Any moment of the day or night, they talk, and they always talk about it.
About what?
About what it's about what to do about it. Just listen, sister.
You know what they're all talking about at home? They're talking about free trade.
I know. My father...
The British again.
Wouldn't it be beautiful if everybody just stopped working?
Now they are taking a walk, and talking, talking.
You know, they used to say be your age. I kind of wonder sometimes, are we that age? Everybody says we're sad. How old do you have to be sad? How young can you be to be lonesome?
You sure are talking funny. Everybody is. Maybe it's because we're going to be redeployed. Isn't that a nice word? Redeployed.
They make it a word like that because they won't be responsible if we have a job or not.
Funny, very funny. And sometimes nobody knows how funny it is.
If you don't like the word redeployment, if it kind of makes you nervous, how about reconversion?
That is only a word. Reconversion turns out to be only a word.
It's lousy.
So what can we do about it? Well, what have we got that nobody else has got?
The atomic bomb.
Not so got. Everybody says not so got.
All right, then, not the atomic bomb. What is it we got, then?
We like to pioneer.
There ain't no wilderness no more.
Shut up, everybody. Here comes that cute Pauline and her girlfriend.
Hey, go on, Bruzy. How do you pioneer without a wilderness?
There's lots of wilderness out where I live. Around where I live, it's all wilderness.
But can you pioneer in that wilderness of yours?
Why not? Yes, they can if they've any guts. They don't expect it to be easy.
All right, sister, all right.
I say if you all are ready to break down what's been built up, that's pioneering. Here in Europe, they broke down what they built, and now they're all just as busy as anything pioneering. And they're kind of happy doing it.
Not so happy by their looks.
Sister, you're funny. What do you want? Do you want us to drop our atomic bombs on ourselves? Is that what you want so we can go out and pioneer?
Well, yes, kind of.
I get you.
Let's begin again. We're all getting funny.
Not so funny at that.
Now the boys are talking about the girls. This is very GI, but Bruzy is a thinker.
She was cute, that Pauline, about wilderness and pioneering. Didn't you think she was cute, Bruzy?
Be serious, Willie.
All right, but you never say what to do. Thinking is all you do, Bruzy, but living is what we all got to do. How's everybody going to live? I say she was cute.
Well, if I'm right, they mostly aren't going to live.
Sure, you're right, Bruzy, but look at everybody over here. By rights, they ought all to be dead. All of them, over and over again, dead. And they ain't, Bruzy. Far from it. They seem, from the looks of them, to be more living than ever before. Now, that's the trouble with all the thinking. Some get rich and some get poor, but all the same, they go on living. No matter what does happen, everybody somehow goes on living. You see, Bruzy, you gotta hold out a little hope.
The hope is that our generation is more solid, more scared, more articulate than the last one.
You sure are crazy. You sure are crazy. They all think they're the only thing there is. You wait a minute. Hey, you guys, stop talking about how much you pay for cognac anywhere you are and how much you gotta pay more than anybody else and how much cognac you had yesterday. Just come over and tell this guy, Bruzy, what you think foreigners are and what you think Americans are. Come on over.
Okay. Americans? We Americans, we ride wide and handsome, and everybody admires us.
Oh, do they?
Yes, they do. Why wouldn't they? Ain't we got everything they want?
Do they want it?
Sure they do. They see us riding so wide and handsome.
Wide, all right, but not so handsome.
Over here, they live with their chickens and all. They're just so poor.
But they have chickens to live with.
But that ain't progress.
What is?
And do you think it's right they charge me twice as much for cognac as they charge a Frenchman?
Your dollar means more.
I'm just a poor American soldier, and it isn't right I should pay more. Anyway, I was just sitting there.
Yes, you were just sitting there with your lonesome dollar.
What do you mean? I may be poor, but I got more than $1.
Not that. What I mean is the United States dollar is a very lonesome dollar. It's riding wide and handsome, but it's riding all alone. Nobody can use it. Maybe pretty soon we can't use it.
What do you mean?
I mean that our dollar is a lonesome dollar. And if you get kind of lonesome, you get to be no good. And if you get to be no good, you go kind of bad. And if you go kind of bad, you don't get it all. And where are you? Nowhere, are you? I tell you, our fine dollar is just lonesome.
Shut up, Donald Paul.
The worst of everything is it always sounds true.
We got him. The order has come.
Yes, I know.
Hello, Joe. We got him.
Sure, we got him.
We are the boys who are redeployed in a little boat on a little shore. It makes me feel funny. Kind of funny. Nothing but jobs. Well, Bruzy, do we like it?
Yes, we do like it. But go slow.
Here we are. We heard you boys are moving out.
Where's Pauline?
She stopped to pick you a flower.
God bless her for that sweet thought.
Tell me, won't you miss talking when you get home? You do know, don't you, that nobody talks like you boys talk. Not back home.
Yeah, we know.
Except Bruzy. He'll talk. Bruzy will talk, but we won't be there to listen. We kind of will remember that he's talking somewhere, but we won't be there to listen. There won't be anybody talking where we'll be.
But perhaps they will talk now. Perhaps they will over there.
Not those on the job, they won't. Not those on the job.
GIs and GIs and GIs, and they've made me come all over patriotic. I was always patriotic. I was always, in my way, a Civil War veteran. But in between, there were other things. But now there are no other things. And I am sure that this particular moment in our history is more important than anything since the Civil War. We are there where we have to fight a spiritual pioneer fight. You just have to find a new way. You have to find out how you can go ahead without running away with yourselves. You have to learn to produce without exhausting your country's wealth. You have to learn to be individual. You have to get courage enough to know what you feel and not just all be yes or no men. But you have to really learn to express complication. Go easy. And if you can't go easy, go as easy as you can. Remember the Depression. Don't be afraid to look it in the face and find out the reason why. If you don't find out the reason why, you'll go poor. And how I would hate to have my native land go poor. Find out the reason why. Look facts in the face. Not just what they all say, the leaders, but every one of you, so that a government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the face of the earth. It won't. Somebody else will do it if we lie down on the job. But of all things, don't stop. Find out the reason why of the Depression. Find it out, each and every one of you, and then look facts in the face. We are Americans.
You have eavesdropped upon the rambling dialogues of Bruzy and Willie by Gertrude Stein, as adapted for the Columbia Workshop by Gene Clough and based upon the Random House edition. The special musical score was by Robert W. Stringer, and the workshop director was Richard Sandville. Every week, the workshop presents something different, with special emphasis upon the unusual and the experimental. Next week and the week following, the workshop will present a two-part version of the immortal American classic of the sea, Moby Dick, by Herman Melville, as adapted for radio by Ernest Kinoy. Howard G. Barnes will direct Moby Dick for the Columbia Workshop. Saturday night is good listening with CBS. Listen now over most of these same stations for the famous correspondent Larry Lesser and the news. He'll be with you in just a moment. Don Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.